Crossing the Harbor. The main image is a 1911 photograph of a ferry crossing the harbor, with a faint outline of the shoreline behind it. The ferry's name, Noddle Island, harks back to the name of the largest of the five islands that today comprise East Boston. The ferry is broad in the middle and rounded at the bow. The top level of the boat has two bridges on each end, from which the captain steers. The bridges are glass enclosed, with what appear to be flagpoles on top. A large round smokestack towers above the middle of the top deck. The main deck is mainly enclosed, protecting passengers from the elements. Large windows are spaced evenly on both sides. The bow has a roomy open deck with a gate across it. A vehicle with a driver in an open cab is parked on one side. Alongside the car is a horse-drawn carriage. Both horses are black, and the driver is wearing a long black coat and a top hat. Several passengers stand nearby or lean against the side rail. On this particular crossing, the passengers visible on the open deck are men. Most are dressed in suits or topcoats. All of them are wearing either a hat or a cap. For 118 years, ferries connected East Boston to Boston's downtown waterfront. In fact, the first vessel built in East Boston was a ferry bearing the new neighborhood's name. It was launched in 1834. At one time, three separate ferry routes were operating, an essential part of East Boston life. One resident recalled, "My grandfather used to collect fares for the ferry ride, 1 cent for a person, free on July 4th. A horse and team cost 5 cents. The ferries were always packed with passengers, horses, and teams, an occasional Model T, and pushcarts." In 1904, a streetcar tunnel under the harbor, now the Blue Line, opened. It was the first underwater subway in the United States. It was not for everyone, however. An East Boston teacher remembered, "My mother was terrified of going through the tunnel. She always took the ferry and sat in the companionway so her hat would not blow off." When the Sumner Tunnel opened in 1934, the ferry's years were numbered. The last East Boston ferry crossed in 1952. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is of a waterfront pass issued to South Ferry fare collector John T. Callahan during World War I, when access to the East Boston waterfront was restricted. The identification card has Mr. Callahan's photo, showing him in a white shirt and dark coat. He has dark hair, heavy dark eyebrows, and a sober expression. The pass also gives Mr. Callahan's address in East Boston, nationality as American, his occupation as gateman, and his employer, the City of Boston. The second image is of a red and white East Boston ferry ticket. The words East Boston Ferry are centered above the ticket number. Drawings of two ferries are on the left and right. Handwritten on the ticket is the ticket holder's name, valid dates for use, from September 1st through December 1st of 1844, and the superintendent's name. In totality, the ticket says, "Permit Miss Witherly to pass the ferry during the legal ferry hours by producing this ticket to the toll man." Above the identification card and ticket is a quote from Mario Carco in the Melrose Mirror, November 1999. "As a youngster, I sold newspapers on the Lewis Street Ferry. I always enjoyed being up front and watching the pilot throw the ship's props into reverse, which would churn up a tremendous wake, and then the ferry would slam into these huge telephone pole-type timbers and slide into the dock." The center image shifts to a project undertaken to facilitate crossing the harbor from downtown Boston to East Boston, namely the construction of the Blue Line Tunnel. Two teams were used to dig the Blue Line Tunnel simultaneously from each side, meeting beneath the harbor on July 4, 1903. The first streetcar ran through 6 months later. The July 1900 photograph shows a group of tunnel workers below ground level. One worker was on a horse-drawn cart. He holds the reins of two yoked horses, both dark in color, with white blazes on their noses. Several of the men working around the cart are swinging pickaxes. All are wearing hats, light-colored shirts, and dark pants. The text at the bottom of the photograph reads, Section A of the East Boston Tunnel, Trench, Back Wall, Portion of Arch near Portal, and Open Incline, Maverick Square. The image on the right is an early 1900s postcard. It captures the novelty of a trolley disappearing into the tunnel dug under the harbor from its portal in Maverick Square. Two figures look down from the bridge onto the two tracks.